you doing?
I was a little, you know, I was a little tired from the heat outside. But when I came in here and you were jamming like that, I said, hold on, where we at? Hold on.
That's what I'm talking about. Mr. Life Films. Please tell me what that means. Tell me.
Oh, okay. So High Life stands. High Life? Yeah. So High Life means hustler, innovator, gifted, and honorable. High on love, high on impact, high on faith, and high on energy. A little something, something, you know.
Okay, so I was thinking, I was like, he ain't going to be ready. I wasn't ready. Please explain to me what it is you're holding up, sir.
My book. It's called High Life, The 8 Keys to Live an Abundant Life. High Life is a mindset. It's all about abundance. No lack over here. All abundance.
My goodness. No lack over here. All abundance. You said you got 8 keys.
8 of them.
8 keys. Give me one. Give me one and give me something. Tell the people something about that key. How they can use impact. That key to unlock something.
Impact. You want to lead the world a little bit better than you found it.
Josh, you ready? You hear me?
Stay you ready. You ready? Ain't got no, get ready.
Let me find out. Listen. Okay, so I wasn't. I thought I was. Yeah. I guess I was wrong. So you now I got to check me.
You always ready. You always give good energy. You always inspiring. You always motivating. You always ready.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So you say High Life Films. Give me that. What's films?
So High Life Films, I'm a real estate photographer here in Jacksonville, Florida. So I've been doing that for since 2018. I've been filming since 2009. I started out doing like music videos, and I actually was a rapper, and we couldn't find nobody to shoot our videos. So they gave me the camera and I fell in love. The first camera I bought, it said, I opened it up and it said, shoot everything. And I was sold.
So okay. Oh wait, like you were a rapper.
Yeah, I was.
And there was no one to shoot the video.
So yeah, this was like 2008. Yeah, about 2008, 2007. I was rapping, doing our thing. We were going doing shows and everything, but we wanted a video. We had a single called evidently it was called Take a Picture. It was our number one single. Yeah, and so we couldn't find nobody to shoot our video. And the one people that we did find, they were like, it was wax sauce. So we were like, you know what? We need somebody to shoot a camera. I said, let me see that thing. Let me see what this is. And I fell in love. And it's been like, that was kind of like my aha moment of my life. Like I was in the streets. I was doing, you know, going down the wrong path. And when I found that camera, it was like, this is what you need to be doing right here. This is it.
Okay, so I do want to explore the camera, but I need to know about that wrong path. Was this wrong path an influence in your life or something? Like everything was good and you just chose to do this?
I could say environment. I'm trying to see. I had a lot of trauma that I went through. I lost my parents at a young age. My dad passed when I was 6. My mom passed when I was 12. My great grandmother passed my great grandmother passed when I was 18, my first year of college, and I was like devastated. And you know, I didn't really have nobody to be like, you know, nobody to talk to. So I went to the streets, and the streets accepted me with open arms. They were like, "We hiring." And
you don't even have to
accept you, boy. Those streets are sure accept you, won't they?
You don't even have to fill out an application though. What we like, the sign is always in the window, open.
And I moved back from. I was actually going to Bethune-Cookman, and when my great grandmother passed, I just gave up pretty much. I tapped out, and so I moved back to Jacksonville. At that time, Jacksonville was known for being like the the murder capital. It was the drug mecca. It was all, it was a lot going on that was negative, and it found me. I got in there. I didn't do nothing major. I was just selling weed, you know, just, but I was doing like a lot. I was selling a lot of it. And I was the other side of the high life. I was on the other side, the dark side.
You just knocked everything out of me. Okay.
But yeah, I went and did that, and I was, you know, in the streets. I didn't get in trouble, though, until probably I was like 26, 27. I was pretty smart. I was smart, so I was clever. And, you know, I stayed out of trouble, but then it caught up to me. But then I messed around and had my first child. And once I had my first child, it was like, this ain't what's up. It ain't all about me no more. It's about her. So it kind of like, she still tells me that to this day. She was like, I changed your life. And I'm like, no, you did. You did. I take that.
Oh, how old is she?
She's 14 right now.
Yeah. Wow. When did she find out that she was the turning point for you?
Probably when she was about, we have a really good relationship. So another plot twist, her mom passed, and I ended up getting custody of her and her sister. This was around when she was about 6 years old, 6 or 7 years old. And we just were super close. I told her that was my best friend. It was like my bestie. I told her everything. Even if she ain't understand what I was talking about, I told her. She was like my little psychiatrist right there, you know. And you know, she's so mature for her. Like, I could tell that I feel like she's been here before. Uh-huh. So sometimes she was like my mom. I could hear my mom speaking through her. And wow. You know, but it was just that responsibility. And, you know, I couldn't let them down. And then I had to, before I got cussed, so I learned a valuable lesson when her mom passed. And that lesson was that if you're not married, when you have kids, the dad has no rights to the kid at all. So I had to petition the court for rights to my kids. Even though her mom was gone, they would rather put her and her sister in foster care than to give them to me. So I had to go through a whole process. And then her younger sister had cerebral palsy. So that was a whole nother thing to deal with, you know. And, you know, she ended up, before I got full custody of them, it was like an 8-month process. And right with probably 2 months before I was about to get full custody of them, my youngest daughter passed away. So it was like a lot going on, you know. And then I had to be the stand up dad for her. But, you know, for me, it was like, I was just like devastated. But it taught me empathy. It taught me that, you know, life is short. Only if you know how, it's long if you know how to use it. In the wise word of Seneca, life is long if you know how to use it. And, you know, it just let me, like, every moment matters. You know, I don't let no moment get past me. If I love you, you're going to know I love you. I'm not going to let a day go by when I don't tell you I love you. I'm here for you. That's why I don't know if you notice, I get on there. Anytime I'm on that MMU, I inspire. I'm in there to say, hey, it ain't about me no more. It ain't about me. It's about impact. I want to leave an impact, a legacy, where when you think of High Life, you're going to think of me. Sure, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, girl.
What?
Girl.
Okay, so yeah. All right, so... Okay, so yes, let's check our calendars. We could do this right now.
I could do it whenever. I stay ready, girl. I told you. When you said what I was talking, I'm like, I'll talk about anything. It don't matter. I will talk about anything. Anything you want to know, I'll tell you. I'm a radically transparent and radically open-minded.
Radically transparent and radically open-minded.
I get that from Ray Dalio. The book Principles. I learned a lot. I'm an avid book reader, so you know that's my thing.
I see.
My mom was a history teacher, so she ain't play. I got a whole thing of encyclopedias over here that I'm gonna end up reading before. But that was my homework when I used to come home, read the encyclopedia before I can go outside. So yeah.
How much? How much of the encyclopedia, like, was it a 5-page or a subject, 2 pages.
Yeah, it was pretty much like find something and then explain to me what you found and what you learned, like that type of deal. Like break it down what you just learned. Cause I wanted to be out, you know, I'm an 80s baby, so we were like fighting to get outside. So I went doing it so I can stay in the house and play video games. I wanted to be outside.
Right.
So, you know, I pretty much read what I had to read and then I was ready to go. Tell her what I just read and I'm out of here. Let's go. Yeah. Go play.
Wow. Just that one thing right there would be a profound, have profound impact on the next generation. Mm-hmm. If parents did that. I wish I had known to do that. I didn't. Wow. Well, I'm just thinking about, wow, that would be such a difference. Now, mind you, I'm blessed. Thank you, Lord. But I would just, I'm like, wow, how much more they would know.
Yeah. But guess what? My brother told me something one time. I was kind of struggling, you know, when I didn't have custody of my kids. Like, I was going back and forth with their mom. And my brother told me something one time. He said, parenthood, there is no manual. There is no right or wrong way. You do your best. Just do your best. And your kids going to know that you did your best. They're going to be our age one day, and they're going to look back and be like, man. Like, my mom passed when I was 12 years old. I told you I didn't get in trouble till I was 26, 27. But right. I was so disciplined for my mom that I was scared she's going to come back from the grave and get me.
Revisit. Like, come in real quick.
Exactly. One time I got bold with my grandmother. My grandmother was taking care of me when my mom passed. And one day I'm getting sporty. I probably was like 16, 17. And she wanted me to be in the house before the streetlights came on. And one day I came in there. I was like, you know what? I'm grown. You ain't going to tell me. You know, I have my chest out. And before she could turn around, I turned around and caught myself in the walk in the room. I run into the wall. Boom. I wake up. It's probably like, it's nighttime. I wake up. She was like, see? I didn't even have to touch it. Your mama got you before I could get to you. All right. From that day forward, I never said anything to my grandma out the way.
What in the world? Let me tell you, there was a moment for me, and that's what my daughter, I think, made fun of my mom in front of her face. She said something out of the way. And my mother leaned across that table and said, you about to get it. Man, I talked to my daughter like she was a stranger on the street. Let me tell you what you won't do to my mama. Okay. Not in her face. Okay. You will not.
And I do not play about it. That's my money and my mama.
Not the M&Ms. Don't play with my M&Ms. Please don't play with my M&Ms.
Okay.
Not going to work out in your favor.
My mom had cancer, so I was definitely a mama's boy, and I went through that battle with her. So I did not play about my mama. You hear me? Like, that was my everything. That was all I knew, was my mom. Yeah. And right after she passed away, I wanted to fight. You say the word, you say, muh, I'll be ready.
Math is math your subject, dude, with a swole lip.
Y'all was just saying mama jokes and you were coming my way. I just had to
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'm delivered. I'm delivered. No,
you delivered. Listen, something you let me tell you. You delivered until somebody don't listen, because it goes new. It goes new, because I was like that.
Working on me. I tell anytime I mess up, I'm like, God's still working on me.
Mm-mm. That part right there.
Mm-mm.
I got my that part up. Right there. But even Jesus flipped tables.
You
dude
mean?
Was like, hold on. That's not, you not about, wait a minute. That inappropriate. There is a section in the Bible that tells you there are seasons in life.
What verse is that? Because I can make sure I highlight that. Get back to me with that Bible verse and that chapter so I can go ahead and highlight that. So just in case you want to try me.
Listen, girl. There are seasons, and it literally says there's a time to kill. Okay, sir. I'm serious. I'm not playing with you. Like, I'm really, really serious. You okay?
Yes.
You There are seasons.
Yeah, because
he's like, wait, what?
Yeah, because I was in Indianapolis a few weeks ago. I was up there doing some shooting for a client, and so I decided I was done shooting for the day, and the client was going to sleep. So I said, you know, I'm gonna go walk to I'm about to walk to Burlington or something. It was right away from the hotel. Mm-hmm. I go walk to Burlington. They close early, so I'm like, dang. And I'm at Burlington, and it was another lady. She came up. She was like, I can't believe they close early, and you know, this is just ridiculous. I'm calling corporate. And she was like, you want to get in on this? I said, it ain't that serious, mama. It's going to be all right. It's okay. It'll be open tomorrow. Have a blessed day. So I was in a good mood, right?
Yeah.
So I walked back. It was like a 20-minute walk there. I walked back. I'm walking back to the hotel. And right before I can get there, this old redneck, hickey, I don't even know what to call him, colonizer. He wants to get out of the road, N-word. I'm on the side of the road walking. He's in the car. And he got the nerve to say, yeah, side of the road, N-word. And then I didn't want to use the little girl that her neck was like that all the way around. I said, what? I said, what? And it was like, I don't know if he was expecting me to just be like humble and just,
right.
just keep yes. walking. He didn't know I was from Florida. And we
bought right.
And but then I was on the phone. I had my girlfriend in my ear with me while I was walking. And she was like, no, just let it go. Let it go. I was like, girl, I've been working out. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. I've been waiting on a moment like this to see if this stuff really works. You know, I've been doing these push-ups and these sit-ups. I want to see if I can really go for about 3-4 minutes and be okay, work on my breathing. And
they ain't ready for you. Yo!
And it was like, as soon as I said that, he was like, oh, no, nah, I'm going. He's
I ain't messing with that one.
Yeah, I was like, you're about to be a long night for him.
Somebody to intimidate, and then he realized, that might not be the one.
Not this one. Sorry.
That might not be the one. So,
you probably would call me on one of my Jesus moments. I'll probably be like,
that right there.
Go in peace. No problems. I don't want no problems. Nah,
I think that was just me that would say, you know, I have profound moments where you can't knock me off at all. It's so strong. And I thought I was the only one. You just said Jesus moments.
Girl, I just see this verse just pop up. Girl, you don't want to got the verse. Ecclesiastes. I'm a boy. I'm trying to tell you.
Hold on. We can pull this up. Hold on. Let me share this. Yeah. Let me share this.
Girl.
Because I need you to understand. I'm not playing. I'm not playing.
At all.
I'm not. You thought I was playing.
Mm-mm. Nah. It's a time to kill and a time to heal. You're gonna have to get healed after I kill you. No.
I can't.
I ain't gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill your pride.
But it's gonna hurt. See there? Look at that.
Yes.
Look at what I got.
I got the Bible out just like that. You version. Wow. Is that King James version? Okay. All that other stuff.
Wait, hold on. What happened? There we go. So yeah, that's the King James version. It's
that's my favorite. So that's
Exodus 3:1-8. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, to everything there is a season. Listen.
Man, you called me at the wrong season.
To every purpose under heaven. So that means that everything has a purpose and there's a time for it.
Yes. That's crazy that you said. That just gave me chills because I listened to a lot of audiobooks too on my way to work out in the morning. And I was listening to The Greatest Salesman by Og Mandino. Mm-hmm. And it talked about one of the scrolls said it's seasons. So he said, I'm going to laugh at the world because it's always, I could be up today. I could be down tomorrow. You know, you can have it all today. You can have it gone tomorrow. And it's about just being okay through it all. And knowing that, you know, when you like, everybody thinks success, the world to success goes like this or, you know, all right, go like this. But
right,
actually,
up and down.
Go like this.
In the circle.
When you up, You got to know that the down got to come back so you can get ready. Yeah. When you down, you got to know that the up is right there. It's like when the arrow is shot, you got to get pulled back first.
No. You got to get stretched before you hit the point.
Ooh, child.
You got to get stretched because that's what you just said, the arrow, right? You got to be stretched.
You got to pull your back. You're going to be like, hold on, where are you going?
Well, I can let you go. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
You just got to be humble enough to know that even when you're at your highest highs, everything is working. You got to know there's going to come another time where you're going to get stretched again. What you going to do? You're going to accept it, or you're going to crumble? It's not about the problem that we have in the world. We're going to always have bigger problems. What do they say? More money, more problems. It's not about the size of the problem. It's the size of you.
Ha.
It's the size of you. So what you're going to grow into, like how... I love getting problems. Now I have a real estate company, and we are problem solvers. We solution providers. Like I like when I get a client that's going through probate or going through foreclosure. I like that. I ain't trying to say that I like it, you know, because
saying you like that they're in that awkward position, but you like that you're able to help them through it.
I've been that thing like Columbo, girl. Yeah. Let's figure this thing out together, y'all. We're gonna figure this thing out.
Rise to the occasion.
Yes,
that is an amazing person to be. The type of person that looks at challenges as opportunities to serve and then just get in there and rise to the occasion. That is absolutely beautiful. You also said that the film, the camera, because there's something when you said it, there's something I heard. You said, just give me that camera. Let me see what this is. And you opened it up and it said, what?
Shoot everything.
Are you always that fearless?
When it comes to something I love, when the universe speaks, I listen. I shut up and I listen. I was looking for something to find my place in. Like the only reason I was rapping because my best friend, he was rapping, and that's just our thing. You know, I just happened to be in the studio. I was in that life, the other side of the high life. You know, I was the guy that had it all the time when we're in the studio, everybody's ha 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 and laughing and passing and, you know, all that good stuff. And, you know, I thought that was what I was supposed to do because, you know, I'm creative and, you know, it came natural. But then when I picked up that camera, it was like God was saying, here, this is what I need you to do. And, you know, I felt like I was like a messenger. Like, you know, that's why I love it when people say, oh, I hate editing and I hate doing all. I actually like it. Like I can sit down in front of this computer all day long and put something together because it's someone else's message and they want to get their message to the world, but they don't know how to do it. That's where I come in and I help them get their message to the world. So.
You help them get their message to the world. Okay. Your perspective on service to others. How do you, what happens when you find that, I'm just curious, what happens when you find that the person that you're working with, the reason they're doing what they're doing is for deceit, for deception, for harm, for danger?
I'm pretty in tune. So it's kind of like, I'm a big on vibes and how I feel about you. God you can't mess with his people. So, you know, he's not going to let me be around you. He might let you, you know, dib and dab a little bit to see what's going to happen. See if I can influence you to come from the dark side, come on over the good side. But, you know, he's not going to let you harm me. And I'm confident in that. You know, at first I wasn't, you know, I was like, when I get around some wolves, I got to be a wolf. When I'm around the snakes, I got to act like a snake, you know. But, you know, that's not the life that you want to live. But one thing I've learned is like, think about like great people, like, let's say, for example, MLK. MLK, he can go to the White House, have a conversation with the president, congressman, very elegant, very, you know, and then he can go to the slums of Alabama, Mississippi, and talk that talk, and then people gonna still feel him on either side of the spectrum. And I just felt like, you know, I can do that. Like I always used to say when I was in the streets, I was like, man, put me in the hood, I'm good. You know, I'm not scared. You know, I'm not coming there to come say, oh, West Side, East Side, North Side, South Side. I'm in there like. Real, recognize real. And you know, I'm not gonna come in here with that rah-rah and trying to outdo you. I'm coming in here like, you gonna respect me? I'm gonna respect you because I'm in your space, but you don't respect me too. You know what I mean? So I come from that type of, I have that type of energy. So I feel like people that with the seat, you know, you can only fake it for so long, and then they're gonna come out. And I'm the president of the Keep It Moving crew. So I'll keep it moving. I'm talking about we'd be best friends today. I'm a Pisces. So we'll be best friends today. And you do me wrong, I ain't gonna even say nothing bad about you. But it's gonna go like this. It's gonna be like,
you gonna moonwalk on him? Are you moonwalking right now, sir?
He's gonna be like, well, how life at? I didn't see you in. Oh man, I'm just doing my thing. How you doing? You doing all right? All right, well, all right, well.
Did you just moonwalk? I have been walking down the street, and one person knew me very well. That was my girl, my home girl, best friend. She was good. The dude had no idea, and he was with her, so he really had no idea of how loud and boisterous and bold I am. It doesn't bother me. My laugh is very hearty.
Very.
And I started laughing, and this dude literally moonwalked on us. Like we were still going forward. He started.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness. So I could picture the whole, I'm like, this dude is moonwalking out of these conversations. Like, yo.
Y'all got it. What? I mean, when women talking and they having their little girl talk, well, us fellas, we get up out of the way. I'm not finna be in here, girl. And what she did? What ain't gonna be doing all that, bro? We're gonna be like, go ahead, y'all have y'all talk. I'm gonna slide back here. I'm like, but me personally, I'm so friendly. Like yeah. I can laugh with the best of them. Like yeah. My grandmother was a jokester. So she will get on your butt and smile on your face and will talk trash about you. So I had to be very clever, and I had to learn how to, you know, just be very, you know, you got to be able to laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm one of those type where you see how we are. We can just talk for days and I can laugh with you. I don't even got to know you. I'll tell a joke. You know what I'm saying? I make you laugh. You know what I mean? Because life is, like I said, life is short unless you know how to use it. And, you know, every relationship, every interaction we have with people is like a, you know, is a lesson. You know, one of my favorite quotes is by Abraham Lincoln. And he said, I learned something from everyone I meet, even if it's what not to do. Don't do me like that, bro.
Did you just push a pause in me? That was a pause.
I know, and I'm like, you do not pause.
Run out of words. What? Profile. I'm sorry.
Yes. Really. You never meet someone and you don't learn something. I don't care how devilish they are. I'm going to learn that that's not how I want to be. You treat me wrong, I'm gonna be like, nah, I'll never do nobody like that. You treat me right, I need to do that more. I was around my mentor, and he likes to give out $100 bills. And I was like, dang, this boy, what's going on? And he said, that's the most selfish thing you can do. He didn't say selfless. He said selfish. Because don't it feel good to do something for somebody? It feel real good. It's like a feeling that you can't describe. But he said, it's better to give than it is to get. It really is. I love gifts. Don't get me wrong. Gifts mean.
Yeah.
But when you give somebody something out of the kindness of your heart, you don't win and got somebody a card, and you don't sit there and read that card, and oh, this is the one for them, because I know their personality. This is the one for them. And you write a little special letter in there. Yeah, it feels so good. Actually, I'm getting chills right now.
Yeah.
It feels good. It's selfish to give. And so I see, you know, like I said, I learned something from everyone I meet, even what not to do. And I see him doing that. Now I will go out of my way. I used to be, I'll see homeless people or somebody come up to you, got some extra change? I used to be like this, but now I will run somebody down to give them some money. I call it guilty money. Like I need to get this money up off me and give it to someone today. Like I got extra $5 from chain. I need to find some. When we go, me and my daughter and our family, we were running on the weekend, on Saturdays and Sunday early morning. And now I take a couple dollars with me to make sure when we see some homeless people, I'll stop. Hey man, here you go. I pray to God that you this multiplies for you today. I hope you have a great day. And I keep it going. You know what I mean? Like, I've learned from my mentor, like, you got to give more. The more you give, abundance.
Yeah.
Abundance, not lack. Not lack. God is not a God of lack. He's a God of abundance.
Of abundance. My gosh, you know we love that giving. I'm curious because you gave your favorite quote. Give that quote again.
Which one? The one for Abraham Lincoln? I got a lot of them. I know.
You're going to stick with the one.
I learned
something. Bombs constantly.
Yes, for sure. I learned something from everyone I meet, even if it's what not to do.
Who have you learned? Who in your life have you learned from the most of what not to do?
Myself.
Myself. I done bumped my head a couple of times. And I done bumped my head again and again and again. And I'm like, hold on. If I keep doing that same thing, expecting a different result, something wrong with me. And I ain't gonna do that no more. I'm gonna do better. If you know better, you do better. I'm gonna do better. So, you know, I feel like life is a journey, and you know, you just gotta keep it. Once you accept the fact that it's a journey and it's not a final destination, you gotta give yourself some grace and know that you ain't gonna get it right every time. It ain't gonna be perfect every time. Money not gonna be overflowing all the time. Right. Sometimes it's gonna be where you're gonna have to eat them Roman noodles. You're gonna have to, you know what I'm saying?
You're gonna have to put peanut butter and jelly.
You gotta go get that Roman noodles. And and you gotta be okay with that. You gotta, and our principles, Ray Dalio says, learn to suffer well.
Yeah.
Have a smile on your face. You will never know if I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
If you find out I'm having a bad day, you good. Because I always have a smile on my face. I learned that from my youngest daughter that passed away. She had cerebral palsy, but she always had a smile on her face. Always. No matter what she was going through, hungry, pain, whatever, don't feel like being bothered with nobody, she got a smile. She might cry, but it kind of used to mess me up. She'd be crying, but she have a smile on her face like,
I need you to stop.
Not today.
Listen, you know why? I can say because I've been in pain and I've smiled through, and I can honestly say I was smiling because life was still an option. In pain, life was still an option.
Cool, you're gonna overheat my computer, girl. What? You better.
Life is
gonna be high life till I got no life.
There it is. That, and guess what? You actually, that's the thing we don't get. I don't think we say we're believers, but we don't really get to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You're going to be high life and then higher life. You okay? You good? Come back with me. Don't try and visit him soon. Heck yeah. No. It's not your time yet.
Yes. Yes.
You can be high life because it's time for a higher life.
You just getting started. It's just the tip of the iceberg.
And just getting started. And just
getting started. Yeah.
That's look at just.
I learned something from everyone I meet.
Yes. Yes. What to do and what not to do. I am taken aback by the fact that you said that the person that you learned the most not to do from, that you are aware and that you can acknowledge with a smile on your face, that person in your life is you.
Yes.
Because that's who you're around.
All your life.
Like, you don't get to pay.
Ain't no time out. Ain't no, I can't do me right now. Ain't none of that. I can say I can't do you right now. I need me some space. I can't say, oh, I can't do me right now. What you finna do? You about to go ahead and tap out? That's it?
Right. Cause nah,
never that. I like me. Yeah. Well, I love me. I love me some me.
Yep. And isn't that
I ain't tapping out. No time soon.
The thing is, we're actually, he made us in his image. So if we love God and we're supposed to love ourselves, and then there's the others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not, listen, because if I go down that road, we're going to be there. Hey, so what I want to ask you
for the ride.
What I want to ask you about as a dad who got custody of his daughter, how then do you teach her to be her? How do you teach her to be her?
I accept them for who they are. I don't want my daughter to be just like me. We have a lot in common, you know, but I don't want her to be just like me. I accept her where she is. I'm learning Latin right now. She's learning Japanese. I'm like, when we going to Japan? Dad, I want to live in Japan. I mean, well, that's what you want. Then I support you 100%. Even though, you know, kids go through their phases and, you know, everybody want to do this one day and that. But she's consistently saying that that's what she wants to do. And I just support her for where she's at. I don't put my agenda on her. You know, I'm her number one support. If nobody, I always tell, like, it's FOE in my house, family over everything. And, you know, so it's all for one for all. You know, I'm real big on telling my kids, like, you know, the world don't care about you like as much as I do. You know, you're going to be looking for acceptance out here in the world, and you ain't even got to look for acceptance with me. I accept you from the time you came out your mama womb. Just, I loved every piece of you. The poop, everything. I actually, when they were young kids, I liked the changing the poopy diapers because I like to know that everything is working. Like, you know what I mean? So I was kind of one of those parents. Like, I love to see a good, nice, filled up pamper.
Nice. You want it healthy because that means all your organs working. Everything is good.
Yeah, facts. And, you know, I'm her life coach. Now that I think about it, I'm her life coach. Like, I don't judge her. I don't put no judgment on her. Sometimes she says some crazy stuff to me in but to her, it makes perfect sense. And I accept that, you know, and we just work it out. We talk stuff out. You know, we don't have no drag down arguments, none of that crazy stuff. She's very respectable. Sometimes she don't understand what dad's saying. And then she'll go to someone else and hear the same thing and it hit different. And she catches on. And I've learned to not just force it all on her till I just say it all the time. If I'm consistent with my message, then, you know, the outside world is going to influence as much as they want to. I'm going to be consistent with my message. So she has a fighting chance to know, you know, hey, dad always said, we don't say the word try. We don't say that word try. It's like a taboo word in our house. So when I'm out, I either do or I don't. Either I will or I won't. You know what I mean? If I believe I can, I can. If I believe I can't, I can't. Then that's what it is. We ain't going to try. So it's like the world, even my younger kid, they go out and they hear somebody say the word try. They be like, ooh, that's a bad word.
That was my daughter with shut up.
Ooh, see?
She would get
or lie.
Tears in her
you
eyes.
Lying. Oh goodness. Oh, God. Where's that power?
Stone. They step back like God about to come get you.
Good luck.
Good luck. Priceless.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You were saying that you picked up the camera. Mm-hmm. How did those first shots look? You telling me just everything just smooth butter out the box?
Nah, it was definitely, you know, I had to learn. Like, that same video that we were looking for to shoot, we never shot that video. we never shot that video. I was still learning the first video that looked. I don't even know what it looked like. Like a hood documentary on low budget. It was like a little small little flip cam. It wasn't like my, I got my Canon over there now, and you know, I got my big cameras now, but it wasn't like that. It was just a regular little flip cam, you know, and it was just me just learning. I'm a big learner. I love to learn new stuff. So if it looked ugly, I'm okay with that. I've actually made some of the best videos of my life by making mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, I do something, I'm like, oh, man. And I look, I'm like, oh, that looked good. How I did that? Dang, I don't even know what button I pushed. I probably almost fell asleep and, oh, ooh, what it? Oh, how did that go? Okay, that. Say control S, thank you.
There it is. Don't even do it. Let him use
you. Yeah, and, it, you know, it's just a, I've been doing it since 2009, so. I done shot events. I had a contract with iHeartRadio, and I was their shooter. I had a contract where I covered all their events. I had to hire the crew and everything. I did that for about 4 years, right before I moved to Jacksonville. It was in Tampa. When I was in Tampa, I was over. I did all the shooting for iHeartRadio in Tampa, and you know, I got better. And I surround myself with people that are better than me, and I always just. Get better. And then when I came up with the name High Life Films, I was like, it can't be no low life stuff. It got to be high life. It got to look good. It can't be looking crazy out here in these streets. It got to look good. And I really took pride in the work that I put out. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I had a computer. I don't know if you know about computers, but I had a laptop. I still got it too, actually. I had a laptop with 1 gigabyte of RAM. If you don't know, most computers nowadays come with like 8 gigabytes, 16 gigabytes, 32. You know, this one in front of me has 32. This laptop has, I think it has 16 in it. I had a computer with 1 gigabyte of RAM. So that means, guess what? I had to take my time.
Yeah.
I ain't by choice. It was by force. So I had to really be intentional about it. I'm happy that, I always tell this story because I'm happy that I had that slow behind computer. Because it made me slow down and be like, you're going to respect this craft right here. You're going to take your time. You're not going to just put stuff together, just slap it on and say, here, take your, you know, you're going to take your time. And, you know, that taught me the editing process. You know, I had to come up with a system of how I couldn't put all the effects soon as I had to find the clips that I like first. Then I had to, you know, make sure it lined up with the music. And then I had to make sure everything was good to go. And then I have to watch that. And once I watch that, then I got to put the different colors in there, make sure it colored right. And then when I knew it was where I wanted to be, then I could put all the different effects in there, transitions and all that stuff, because I knew it was already good. But before that, I ain't touching nothing. Because if you do it, you put them effects in there first, this computer finna go, you finna, the video gonna be 4 years old before the time you get to it.
Oh my goodness. So you're telling me that the instrument slowed you down so you mm-hmm. could learn the intricacy of your craft.
Attention to detail. Mm-hmm. Yes.
My
attention
Lord.
To detail.
Yes. So what? So you said that your first video, yeah, wasn't that great.
Mm-mm.
Then, Mm-mm. so what has been the best thing that you've
produced? Ooh. It's all right. So let me tell you my problem. I don't know if you can see this. Let me see if you see that right there behind me. No, right there.
Set.
That's all I do.
Goals.
That's my problem. I set a goal. I do what I got to do, and then I'm on to the next. Sometimes I have to look back and be like, dang, I did that. Because once I'm done with it, what's next? All right, what's next? All right, what's next? All right, what's next? And, you know, just that being that way, once again, I had to go back to reflecting. It was times where I didn't have no work or, you know, between gigs or whatever. And I just go and I know I found out that you have to market yourself. So I have to post some old videos or something. And I look up like, dang, I did that. I kind of clean right now. You all right, boy. You all right.
gotta pat yourself on the back.
Okay, you all right, boy. That boy good. That boy. Broke the lead.
Oh my goodness.
I would say some of the events that I shot, I done shot over hundreds of artists, different artists, from the Jill Scott's to the Erykah Badu, that was on my bucket list. But the who else have I shot? I've shot Jill Scott, I've shot Fantasia, I done shot Silk, Mint Condition, like the list goes on. A whole bunch of R&B artists to a whole bunch of pop artists. I shot Fifth Harmony right before they broke up. The last time they performed, I shot that. I done shot 8-Ball, MJG, Trick Daddy, Juvenile. You name it, I done shot them. And, you know, so I could say I done shot some. One time I this is funny to me. One time I shot a Spanish festival. Me speaking no Spanish. So I had to edit it, though.
Yeah. Oh.
But I had to edit it. So I had to line up the different clips to the words. Ask me how I did it. The grace of God.
Yeah.
The grace of God. But you know, that was some of my best work, you know. And a couple of videos I've shot that I really had to go in my bag, and I really was impressed with how it came out. So yeah.
So wait a minute. You did say earlier, because it didn't get by me, you said that you flew out to somewhere to do what you do. Because you said you're based.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
But you will fly out and do what you have to do.
I will slide.
Let me
if the price is right, I will slide.
There it is. There it is.
Because I do have a family. And, you know, I'm like I told you, time is, I'm very, you know, I love my family. I love my kids. You know, I love what my time with them. And so for me to have to go somewhere, oh, it's going to cost. You know, I have a choice. Where I'm at a point in my life where I don't have to take every gig. You know, I don't have to be out here like, okay, what's next? You know, I don't have to go. I could be selective about where I go. And I actually had the opportunity to work for Myron Golden. And it didn't work out how I thought it was going to work out. And I didn't get the gig. And it wasn't because, you know, I didn't do a good job. It was some other things that didn't line up between me and him and his principles and how I was, the point of my world in my life, you know. So it didn't really work out. And I was kind of, you know, I was kind of hurt. I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of hurt. But ever since then, Myron has been like telling other people about me, you know, referring me to other people that he worked with. And, you know, them the type of people that will fly you to where they at to get some work done. So, you know, it was a blessing, even though I looked at it like, you know, oh man, I thought it was going to change my life. And it didn't work out. And it ended up being one of the best things that happened to me, because I met some new people. I've been learning about trust lately, girl. Ooh, that's a whole podcast right there. Trust. And,
yeah.
How you can get 10 times your money back when you... Oh yeah, no. We're not gonna. But yes.
But you'll be back. So it's okay.
Yes, I will. Yeah,
it's okay. Sure. You keep learning, and then come back and teach us.
Yes, I'm a sponge.
You'll have confidence in that area in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
How do you? So everybody has a phone. Give us 3 tips. I would hold up my phone, but I don't feel like the joke being my phone. So I'm not holding up my phone, because the joke ain't going to be my phone this episode. I'm
going to
hold it up when my son upgrade me.
It's an Android?
No, I don't think I like your attitude. No, okay. He got me an iPhone.
Android is anonymous.
I don't like your attitude, because all of my other phones were Androids and they was fine. Don't even do that. Don't do that. See?
Let me see that green bubble, boy. I promise you, I'm gonna question our friendship if I see that green bubble.
I can't with you.
So
give us some tips. Give us some tips. What kind of tips do you have, like, for just taking pictures with your phone?
Taking pictures with your phone.
Or even video, what kind of editing. What's something quick, easy, somebody can do?
Do I have my little, it's around somewhere. I have a little I would say stabilizer. You always use a tripod. A stabilizer. Nobody don't like no. I don't want to get motion sickness from watching your video. I don't want to be Your message is gonna get lost because I'm gonna turn that thing off because you made me dizzy. So a tripod, a stabilizer where you can just put it on there, a selfie stick or something where I can see you giving some kind of effort. I would do that. Lighting is everything. Lighting is everything. So don't have the sun behind you and you in front of it, you know, you got the camera in front of you, the sun behind you. All I see is the shadow. And you know, unless that's what the look you're looking for. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I shot some videos where all I seen was the silhouette. That's the look I was looking for.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to get your message across and keep my attention, then definitely lighting is very important. Like, that's the most important. Even when I shoot with my camera, lighting is everything. With the proper lighting, you will have it on me. I'll show you some videos I shot that thing with my iPad. A whole music video with, no matter of fact, not even my iPad. I'm sorry, excuse me, don't let me give Steve Jobs that kind of credit. I shot that thing with a regular tablet, and you would never know because the lighting, the effects I put in there, but the lighting was key. I took my time. I'm mindful of how they look. Like your lighting right now, it looks amazing. You're glowing. You're see, you did just by this. It's all even, you know, it's even. Yep. Ain't no dark, you know, you're good. You know, I might be, my lighting is a little off because I got my light over here.
Yeah.
I'm up against the wall, so I don't have a light right behind my computer and everything. So I had to put the light to the side.
Yeah.
So as you can see, it's dark over here. This is the lights over here. Mm-hmm. You know, or you can't see the lights over there.
I can't. Now you got to
see.
Boy, it's over there. There it is. You know. But you got the cap on and you giving a vibe.
Yeah. And you know. Yeah,
what's
ahead,
the third thing? You said
third thing.
Stationary, lighting.
Mm-hmm. Lighting. And I would say for the phone, learn your settings. Play around with it. I'm Android, iPhone, Boost, what's the other one? Prime Code phone, Page, whatever you're using. I've shot videos with a camcorder, you know, with an old school camcorder. You never know because it's all about, it ain't really about the tool. It's about the shooter. It's about this right here, the eye. I could teach you how to shoot all day long, but if you ain't got that eye, you ain't got that eye. It ain't what look good to me. It would look good to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of different artists, directors, producers that shoot and make their signature look. Their signature look wasn't always the cool look. Like, if you see a Hype Williams video or a Hype Williams movie, like Belly or something like that, who was shooting like that before him? Or Spike Lee with the moving, you know, talking and moving and not moving nowhere, but, you know, who was shooting like that? That was his signature look.
Right.
And that was what looked good to his eye. So I would say just find your look and do you, boo-boo, do you. Like whatever works for you. And, you know, don't look for, oh, my stuff ain't 4K, 8K. It's funny to me that people always be so concerned about, oh, it's got to be 4K. And I got to have a 4K camera and an 8K camera. Okay, one question for you. What TV do they watch it on? Is it a 4K TV that they're watching your stuff on or 8K TV? Everybody don't have a 4K and an 8K. And most of the people watch it on their phone. My phone is not 4K. Well, you can shoot with an iPhone. You can shoot in 4K. But nobody's going to watch it in 4K. You know how much storage that takes up? You know what I mean? Right. So it's just finding your look and being confident. The confident you. You know? You just got to be confident in what you're shooting. And even if you mess up, make it look good.
Yeah.
Make it look good.
Yep. Even if you mess up, make it look good. So are you saying that no matter what it is, you can find an angle to make it put a positive spin on it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make it look good. Nobody knows you messed up until you tell them that you messed up.
Right.
I'm going to say that one more time.
Right.
Nobody knows you messed up until you tell them, oh, I messed up. When somebody, you're watching a play you had a live play and they missed a line. Do you be like, oh, they were supposed to say X, Y, Z, but he said, nah, they go with the flow. They keep it moving. I don't watch Martin episodes when they're in there laughing. And they probably done messed up a line, but I didn't know because I was laughing too, you know? Right. And unless they would have said, oh, man, I messed up.
Yeah.
Oh, now I know you messed up. But you know, when I love when people take action. Because when you're taking action, when you're on the field and you're playing football, you're playing. People are in the crowd watching you play.
Right.
Everybody got something to say from the crowd. Oh, you should have did this. Oh, they was wide open over there. Why you ain't throw it to them? I'm in here, this thing. People always got something to say about LeBron. LeBron be going full speed. He playing at a high caliber basketball all his life. You get down there and you play with these other, even the people that's on the bench in the NBA is way better than you.
Yep.
You will be out here stressing, trying to cover some of these boys. You're going to hurt all your ankles, all your insides, your lungs and stomach going to go that way. Your body going to go this way. And you're going to be like, oh, I just thought he was on the bench. Nah, these are some professionals. But what I've learned is people on the outside going to always have something to say. Yeah. If you win the game, you come here to play the game. You come to perform. If you're going to show up, show up. Give them a show. Give them something to talk about.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Ooh. You ain't know Alfred because I love music too. So you ain't gonna get that past me. I love music.
Don't be like that.
What?
Oh man, listen, I'm doing everything I can to hold my laugh in because my laugh is huge. You want in my head. Right? We done.
Let's get it.
I want
my job is not done unless I make Marion laugh.
There it
Hold
is.
On. There. Yeah, no. Put that on now, girl. You won't laugh today. No.
Listen, you're going to learn today. Listen.
You're going to laugh today.
So, I want the people to understand how much, I wouldn't say bookworm, I would say book Pac-Man.
Seeker of knowledge.
Ooh, seeker of knowledge. I want them to understand. So can you give me your top three books, quotes, and explain the quotes. And I don't even like that you looking around in your house because they're sitting right there next to you.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. I can look all over this place. It's books everywhere. I got books all over. I'm surrounded by a whole bunch of mentors for the free.
Yes.
My favorite book is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. Hands down. Top. Power of Your Subconscious Mind.
Favorite quote.
That book, 1 + 1 = 3. 1 + 1 = 3. Me plus you, when me and you get together and we're in sync, we create something that we don't even know about. That's gonna be even bigger than what we can do alone. Like once me and you are on the same pathway, we all good. I can tap into your subconscious mind and use something that you didn't know that I needed. You're gonna say something. You done said something throughout this whole podcast where you know it just sparked something in my head where I'm like, dang, why I ain't think about it? When you showed me that verse? Oh, it's a time to kill. It sure is. I was not wrong to be about to give on this man head.
No, why you do that? No, that is not what I can.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, once you, like, there's stuff that's in my head that I've learned that you can tap into my brain because we are in sync, you know. Yeah. Like, when we get on the book club together, you know, we share what we learned from the book, and it's like, dang, I love that paradigm.
Yeah.
I love how we might be seeing the same exact thing. Oh, well, chapter 2, page 3 really resonated with me because, and I'd be like, dang, that was my share. But then I go and share it, and I say it differently. And you like, I like the way you, from a man's perspective, from a woman's perspective, from a young person's perspective, from an older person's perspective. Like, I'm big on just getting that game from different. Yeah. I'm not stuck on one ideology. I'm not stuck on just this is what it is because it's always been that way. Right. My mom used to always say, trust but verify.
Let me tell you.
I'm going to trust what you say. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to respect what you say because everybody deserves an opinion. But I'm gonna go look, do my own research and my own due diligence. I'm gonna see if what you're saying is valid or if you just blowing smoke. You know what I mean?
There it is. Book two.
Yeah. Book two. Ooh, that's a tough one. But I'll probably go with Outwitting the Devil. Ooh. Yeah. I go with Outwitting the Devil because that was a book that taught me, you know, about drifting. About, you know, the devil's playground is when you get sidetracked, when you don't have intention, when you you start drifting, when you get on that phone and just scroll, you're gonna find everything you need to find, but what you need to find, you know, we're reading Thinking in Bets, and it was talked about how, you know, the cognitive bias about, you know, how you just, if you look at your Twitter feed, or I'm sorry, your X feed now, you done switched it up. You look at your X feed and you just, everything in that feed, excuse me, is what you like, is what you're attracted to. Like, you like attract light. Like, if this is what I'm on, this is all I'm going to see. If I look at my feed, all I'm going to see is Jacksonville Jaguars. I ain't going to see the Los Angeles Raiders down my timeline because that's not my team. The Jacksonville Jaguars is my team, so that's all I'm going to see. If I want to see, you know, all a bunch of fights and stuff, that's all I'm gonna see on my timeline, because that's all I, you know. And, you know, so that book really taught me not to drift, because it says that the devil gets I don't know if it was like 95% of the people off of them drifting. When they're not drifting, when they're living a life of intention, he can't even touch them, because he needs for them to drift away from their main focus, which is focusing on God and what God has for you and your purpose and your passion, whatever you, that's what you're supposed to be doing. When I'm not around that camera, it seems like, oh, what's that? Oh, okay. Or if I ain't around my kids, look at that. Oh, what's that? You know, and that's when the devil be like, that's play. Time to play. I give you whatever you want over here. But when you focus on God, it's like you got them blinders on, and, you know, anything else, what's that old commercial, Charles Barkley, the Old Spice? Anything else is uncivilized.
Come on here. you just had my whole soul just praising God. Drift away, Lord. Drift away. You will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely
do what?
Drift away. Okay. I'm sitting here like, the church.
Yes.
Preacher, listen. That number three book, I want you to give that as you tell the Confident You podcast family how they can work with you. Because there is a book that I think I just saw it. I did. I think. Wait. So I just want you to take a moment and go ahead and share with the people your final book and how they can work with you and everything, because this was just to be a meeting and it's turned out to be the actual recording.
Gotta love it.
Recording.
If you stay ready, you ain't never gotta get ready.
Oh my gosh. So because this is where we are right now, the description for everything, my people, will be in the description box. I don't have banners to put up because I'm telling you, this brother is going straight off the dome. So I'm going to yield the floor to you to tell them about the book and then tell them about the different services you provide and how they can reach you on social media and find out all the different ways so they can connect with you and get what Jill Scott got. Go ahead,
preach then. Don't you gonna leave me on here by myself? Nah, you're playing. Nah, but it's funny that you said that, because I have so many other books that I would have picked for my third book. But you know, since you put me on the spot, you know, and since I'm always ready, I just go ahead and I got my book that I wrote called High Life: The 8 Keys to Living an Abundant Life. And this is actually my first ever book. It was something that God put on my spirit. I always wanted to write a book, but I never knew what I wanted to write it about. And so, you know, beginning of the end of last year, I started writing the book. And, you know, I was challenged by our mentor, by Dave. And, you know, he was saying, I think it was Dave or it was Ash Cash. One of them, I'm be surrounded by so many great people. And, you know, they said you need a business card. And a book is one way to get you in the room with more people than you expect. And I was like, High Life. High Life stands for hustler, innovator, gifted, and honorable. And it's for those who high on love, high on impact, high on faith, and high on energy. And if that sounds like you or what you represent, any of these acronym resonate with you, this is definitely a book that you want to get. You want to have this in your library. Abundant Life. We are all abundance is our birthright. So not lack, not despair, not all that. Abundance. And you can get the book from www.highlifestateofmind.com. It's available. And as well as getting a hard copy, when you get the book, you will also get an ebook and you will also get a wristband. The wristband is right here. It says, it's upside down that way. It says, I am High Life, hashtag CJTHL. I have multiple colors. Yeah, multiple colors, you know. So you'll also get a wristband that says, I am High Life. So, yeah, you can get that at www.highlifestateofmind.com. I got gear. I got High Life hats. I got shirts. You can get that from don'thatemecauseimhigh.com. Once again, that's www.don'thatemecauseimhigh.com. I got shirts, hats, flip-flops, coffee mugs. You name it, we got it. What else? How else can you also have a book club? I have a book club called Higher Learning High Life Book Club. And I wanted to give you a shout out before we get out of here, but I'm gonna let them know how they can get join the book club. But I gotta give a shout out to Marin before we leave. But Higher Learning High Life Book Club, we meet every day, Monday through Friday at 12 noon. We read books, read it for about 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes, and then we have a little light discussion afterwards. So it's from 12 to 1 o'clock. Sometimes give or take a little less. And we have a discussion about different books that we read. We just actually finished reading my book. And right now we're currently reading The Power of One More by Ed Milet. We done read so many books. I created it about a year ago. And I've been consistently reading every day, Monday through Friday, 12 noon, with a group of people, entrepreneurs, students, teachers, people from all different types of walk of life. Barbers, all type of people. And that was something that I did just to, you know, be consistent with my reading. It was selfishly just to be consistent. I was an avid reader, but I was kind of like here or there, finish one book, don't finish another book, you know. And we have collectively read, I think we read about 10 books so far within a year. It's something that definitely has changed my life. It's changed multiple people's life. Last week we gave away our first ever scholarship to someone, and that was like, my heart was just filled with joy. And we plan on doing that more often. So that's another thing I do. What else do I have? Well, I'm on social media, Facebook, Malachi Sincere, aka George Varner, High Life Films and Photography LLC. I'm on Instagram, Mr_HighLifeFilms. What else? I have a website, www.comejointhehighlife.com. That's where all my filming stuff is. You can check out some of my work on there. And I'm out here in these streets, man. I'm just living an abundant life, living life like it owe me something. I'm living life like it owe me something. I want it all. This is definitely a journey. I want to leave a lot of impact. The word that stick out, a lot of people ask me which letter sticks out to me the most. And yeah, I'm a hustler. Yeah, I'm an innovator. I'm gifted, honorable. I'm full of love, faith, and energy. But that impact, that second I in life, is impact. I just want to leave something. I want to leave the world a little bit better than I found it. Like, you know, the world don't owe me nothing. It don't owe me a thing, but I feel like I owe, you know, I didn't have to be here, you know, I didn't have to my dad and my mom could have never met, and they could have never loved each other enough to make me. And you know, but I'm here now, and I'm going to do my best to leave a long lasting impact on the world. People will know High Life. It will be a household name. It's going to be a way of life, a state of mind, a way of thinking. It's going to make people think. We're not going to try. We're going to just take that word and throw it away. We're going to say something else. We're going to attempt. We're going to do our best. I want people to just know that, you know, God is good. And if he can do it for me, he can do it for you.
You just made me see how I came in and left the room and then came back in. Because wait, sir, right? Hey.
That music jamming. He jamming in here, y'all.
That's my producer. That AJ throwback.
Oh, he did that.
That dude did that. Somebody for your film. Look, let me stay focused because this is actually an episode. I cannot believe our conversation from the moment we started to talk was the episode, was the conversation that the world needed to hear. Wow. I am honored and grateful for you taking the time to be here with me. You have seen, I'm not gonna cry. Oh my gosh.
Don't make me cry, because I will cry. Listen. I'm a Pisces girl. I will cry with you. I cry. We cry together.
We cry. Listen, that's why 1 + 1 = 3. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. So you've seen my journey in becoming friends and having a relationship with tech as far as social media and even doing this podcast. You've seen so I'm honored that you thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm so honored. Oh my gosh.
You're just getting started. So that's the fun part too. You're just getting started.
Yeah. You show me that sign again. What that sign say?
What's
the sign on the wall? Oh.
This one?
Yeah.
That's my beautiful mama right there. And then the sign that says set goals and go.
Oh, hi mommy. I see her. Yes.
She Afro girl.
Afro like none other. That's right. She a queen. You a hater all your life if you don't understand the fro is real.
Yeah.
You had to have that joint.
What?
With that pick that had a fist on it. You know why?
Because that ain't fist
messed with everything and stretched that joint out. That fist was what did it. So
it's funny. I used to have a fro too. I used to have dreads, so I used to have long down my back. Yeah.
How about you?
I'm about to put a throwback picture in there. Yeah, I was in the streets.
You was out there.
That's the other life. That was the other life.
Okay. Oh. I know them things look good on you. See, I ain't even talking about the streets like you talking about the streets. I'm talking about a different street. I'm talking about a whole nother avenue.
Yeah, for sure.
You talking about down that alley. I'm not talking about down that alley.
I know.
I'm talking about an avenue. You was out there rocking dreads on them, sir? Okay.
Down my back, girl. Down my back.
I see you. Oh, yeah. Oh, you was out there causing mayhem. Okay. I can see you. I can see you doing a commercial. He said, cut it. No. Listen.
I know none of what you speak right now.
Say it again.
I know none of what you're speaking right now.
You know, what you say? I can't hear you. The sound's breaking up. So I want to know if before you get out of here, you could give the Confident You family some confident tips. Some confident tips on living the high life.
I would say you are enough. You deserve everything that you're, if you can think it up in your mind, or you can imagine anything that you would want, you deserve it, because you took the time to imagine. Everything that's in this world came from someone's imagination. came from someone believing in their self when nobody else believed in themselves. You know, so I just would say that you deserve it and you will have it as long as you can put in the work and be okay with yourself. Like, don't look for acceptance from the outside forces. You are enough. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. And please don't forget to put some respect on your mind.
This one here. Do something today that your future self would be thankful for. Let me tell you something, what high I did five. Today. Let me tell you what. High five.
Ooh. Virtual high five.
Listen.
Hit the mic.
Let me tell you what I did today that my future self is forever going to be grateful for.
What you did?
Having you here with me. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Not hey, don't cry. Hey, don't cry. He gonna cry in the car.
That's what it is. That's right. Yes. That's what it is. You better tell you what you're gonna do. Listen, so I just want to thank you. Very humbled by you accepting my offer and bringing bringing the high life here so that everybody can be lifted. Thank you.
What did I say?
Don't what?
Don't hate me because I'm high.
Don't hate me because I'm high. Listen.
Don't hate me because I'm high. That's your problem. That ain't my problem. I'm good. Favor ain't fair, but it's final. Oh, let me tell you something that I did. Let me tell you, it's a bit celebration for me today.
Okay,
so
yes.
Today is day 75 of the 75 Heart Challenge. I completed. I have to go do one more workout today. I'm going to go for a walk and for 45 minutes. And then finito, baby, I completed it. A 75 Heart Challenge. I made that thing look easy, too.
You made it
and
look easy?
I'm so proud of myself. Yeah, I'm
what
proud of myself.
What do you mean you made it look easy? Nah, see, you know what?
I never missed a day. I didn't miss
a
day.
I
didn't miss a beat.
We're going to discuss that in the after party. Y'all want to hear about these 75? Y'all going to have to come see the after party. My man's going to break it down. I want to thank, I want to thank you for being with me. Thank you for hanging with me. You the bomb. Yes. Don't do me like that. Don't love me like you do. Listen. Hey. So, yeah. Thank you so much. You heard it here for yourself. Mr. High Life Films came through to let it play right in front of your eyes. That is truly who he is at all times, high and lifted up. Listen, don't play with me. A good high and lifted up. Okay, now, just before I get out of here, please make sure you follow, like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and as Myron Golden says, do all of those YouTubey things. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Share this episode. He shared so much wisdom. I think it would be vital for fathers to see so that they don't feel like they fought alone and they can see someone who gave the good fight and actually won against the system that's set up against you. Okay, I said it. That's what I said. I meant it. Okay, next. If you or someone you know is suffering at the hand of domestic violence, this is my call to awareness for domestic violence. You don't have to sit in silence. You don't have to sit alone. There is help. Bethany House is here to help. The number is 1-888-80-HELPS. That's 43577. Or you can reach out to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And their number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 7233. Listen, I'm out of here. This is amazing to me. A meeting turned into an episode. So I got to get that thumbnail so y'all can see it. If you see it now, if it's up there on that screen, I just want you to know I figured it out. All right. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for hanging in there with me, going through this journey of all of us becoming what? A better, confident you. See you next time.